Let us pray. May we now meditate upon your revelations to us in our scripture of the Gospel of John. Over in the words of Jesus, when he said, "Peace I leave with you, may peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. I am going away, and I am coming back to you." May we meditate on those words, Holy One, when we feel that no one cares for us or is there for us, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It is again a privilege today, this morning, that I here worship with you, because normally I'll be upstairs and worshiping with the children. Now, if you read the Gospel of John straight through, you will find things slow to crawl around the 14th chapter of the book, just like Ian just read it to us. The Last Supper is over, and you also remember in that context, everyone's feet are clean, and Jesus' hands are purged from washing the disciples' feet. And then he begins to talk. Jesus says, "Love one another. Do not be afraid. Believe in God." And he said, "Where I'm going, you cannot follow me." But he again said, "But I will not leave you orphaned. I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and take you to myself, so that here I am, you shall be us also." This is the scripture they written in the verses 18. Well, Jesus goes on like this for four whole chapters, and he's telling disciples everything they need to know before he leaves them. And some of you might wondering, and disciple might wondering too, where is he going? He is going to die, as a matter of fact. Only that is not how he tells it. He tells it as though he is heading off to a family reunion with his father. And he is leaving them, and leaving them in charge all by themselves. While he is gone, Jesus leaving them in charge, and he is gone. He will be back, but his list of instruction is so long that it raised some of anxiety to them. People wondering, how long will he be away? A little while? Jesus assures them, "And you will see me again." Well, a few of them did see him later on, but then he was gone again. 10 years turned into 100 years, then 2,000 years. Now, from where we sit, it has been so long that some of us wonder if we have not been orphaned. Are we orphaned? I don't know how you feel that way. Is he gone or isn't he? If he is gone, then where is he? What will we do without him? If he is not gone, then where is Jesus right now exactly? And where doesn't he show himself? Are we orphans? Some people might have thinking about this question many times again and again. Well, I am an orphan. Last week, I have mentioned that I was grown up in a large family, and my parents were both farmers. I had a very happy childhood, and I learned a lot of things from my parents, including my faith. For me, my parents, they were everything to me. They were everything in my life. But unfortunately, when I was around 13 years old, my father passed away in his sleep. We were shocked and did not know without our father what would happen to our family. As some of you might know, I grew up in a very large family. We have 15 siblings. I'm number 13 and the youngest son. So we did really feel awful and really feel sad. We don't know what would happen to our family. But my mother and us, we try very hard to continue our life without our father. It is hard, and we did everything we could to survive, to help each other, to sustain our family. And then as we thought we were getting better, we are getting there, we are putting all things together and we were back on track and get to know more. But a few years later, my mother, she got sick. And then she passed away in a hospital. And no one expect that one. To be honest, it was not easy for me and for my other siblings even to talk about this story. It was not easy to accept that both of our parents were no longer with us. At that time, I feel that everything I had was gone, was took away. And when thinking about our parents no longer with us, our heart is so, so sad. I was terrified and did not know what to expect for the future. We did not know what to do for tomorrow. But after years, here I am. I thank my older brothers and sisters because they sacrificed themselves. They sacrificed themselves for us, as little brother and sister. Because they sacrificed themselves, some of them, they decide to quit from school so they can go to work to make money for what? To buy food to feed us. They were just, some of them were elementary school and high school, but they quit their school. And they go to work to the farmers and to make money. And we were so little. And no one feeding us except my older brothers and sisters. So I'm so thankful to them. It was hard for me and for my other siblings, especially for one person. He is my oldest brother. Being both responsible for us, yet also vulnerable to being orphaned. But he had to show confidence, knowing all the answers. It was really hard. Now I know that many of you have the sense that what I mean right here. Not just because you might have experienced being a babysitter too, or you have been taking care of your family or your siblings, but because you are Christian. We are Christ's elder children in the world. The one he has left in charge. We are the ones he has trusted to carry on his name and his work. Everywhere we go, we see people he has entrusted us to care for. They might be the sad, the ill people, the lonely. But again, the question is, where is Jesus? Where did he go? And when will Jesus come back? But I want to say, please listen carefully to our scripture today. Jesus said he and his Father would make their home with us. That's meaning will move in with us. And this is a very good news for us, for every one of us. As the babysitters, the ones responsible for the ongoing care of the Christian faith, because it means something meaningful. It means that we are not alone. We are not alone in the house. We have not been orphaned. Yes, that's the answer. We may have to sit down somewhere quiet and listen for a wind of spirit blowing inside of us, and listen for the still small voice that speaks in silence more often than words. But if we open ourselves to the revelation of our scriptures, our holy word, there can be no doubt that God dwells with us in every daily life. He leaves us a post-it notes all over the place to remind us, I am with you, and you are not alone. Remind us, love one another, do not be afraid. Believe in God, and more importantly, we are not alone. Let us pray. Holy God, today you have urged us to release our anxieties about our responsibilities, our old fears of abandonment. Teach us a new way of communicating with you, communicating from within ourselves. Blow your spirit through us and whisper in your still small voice so that we may recognize you and remember that you are with us always. We pray this in the name of our Comforter, our Advocate, Jesus Christ. Amen.